Welcome everybody to the Comic Chronicle podcast. I'm up here at Free Comic Book Day today in Glendale, Arizona. I have with me a very special guest who I've followed for a long time. And then seeing him all the time, I'm like, that's that man there. Hell yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Hi, I'm AZ Tony Stark. My name is Tony.
Is it really?
Yes, it's Tony Contreras. But yeah, everybody calls me Tony, so, and it works. So.
That's true. Was it a lie? So since you've been born, it was like, I have been born to do this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I mean, in the movie, they showed a small spoiler. They show that he was born in 1970, and that was the year I was born. So, yeah.
Why?
I know, right?
Why? So. Oh, my God. So you, sir, do a lot of good for the community.
Oh, thank you. A whole lot
of good. And tell the folks at home, like, what do you do exactly?
Well, 5 years ago, my partner, Zeph, and I started Comic Care. It's we visit children in hospitals all over the Southwest, and we do 60 to 70 hospital visits a year. And we just have a great time doing it. Mm. And people from all over the country have been very generous, donating, in some cases, donating their whole comic book collections to us. So when we show up at the hospitals, we're not just showing up with the superheroes, but we're showing up with boxes and boxes of comic books. We were at Banner Thunderbird yesterday, and we gave out over 1,000 comic books. So if a child likes comic books, I give them a stack. If they love comic books, we leave them a whole box.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Like,
and some incredible comic books. I mean, I mean, there's times when we're giving out comic books, and I'm like, hey, are we really giving this one away?
Slide it right over here.
Yeah. I'm telling the parents, I'm like, okay, now this is great. You might want to read it to them. You might want to keep this one in the bag in the board because this is a nice book, right?
Here's college education right here for you.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. Like, so that's some really good work that you do there, man. Like, and you guys, so people at home who are listening may not know, you cosplay.
Yeah.
And, like, is that the correct term that you like for it?
Yeah, sure. Cosplay.
Okay, because I know some people get mad about that. Some people are like, no, and it's like, sorry.
You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and long before the term cosplay came around. But I warmed up to it. It's fine.
What's the OG term, then?
Oh, it's just the weird guy with a costume.
Weird guy with a costume?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, so cosplay is way better than that.
Yeah, that weird guy with the costume, who is he? Like, oh no, it's cosplay now.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, and I say 20 years,
guys.
But I had a boss that thought I looked, when I was young and pretty, thought I looked like Dean Cain. So he started calling me Clark, which led to my first, like, cosplay as Clark Kent, which led to a full suit, which led to me volunteering at my kids' schools, which led to charity work, which ultimately leads me here.
Hey everybody, we're taking a quick break from the show because I have something very special to talk to you guys with about today. It's maybe commercial, maybe not, and I have a very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself today.
Hi everybody, my name is John Perovich, and I am a theater artist, and I'm currently directing a brand new play called Wolves of Sherwood at Brelby Theater Company in downtown historic Glen. And the play focuses on the world of Robin Hood, but I would say it's like a spiritual sequel to the story that we know of the Prince of Thieves. So now it's been years have gone by, and Robin and Marian have children, and the original sheriff has returned. He also has children, but there's also a new sheriff in town, and he's going to make even more trouble for our heroes than the previous sheriff.
That would do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And
not a very nice guy.
No. And people may be wondering, like, why the hell is this being a broadcast on the Comic Chronicle podcast? Well, that's because I am starring in the show
as characters. That's true. You can't tell.
Yeah. It's like characters.
It's a surprise. Come watch the show.
Yes. Come see the show. And, John, where may they be able to find tickets?
Audiences can find tickets at Brelby.com. It's Brelby, Brelby.com. And you can find all information about the show, dates. You can get tickets there. And you can also find out about all the exciting programming happening at the theater. Improv shows, musicals. Evil Dead the Musical will be coming out this fall. So lots of exciting things around the corner at Brelby.
Yeah. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. If you listen to the show, obviously you love the arts. So definitely make sure you guys go to...
It's Brelby.com.
Brelby.com. Alrighty, folks. And I will see you guys in the audiences soon. And so will John.
But which I say that to tell you this. About a month ago, I got to do a hospital visit with Dean Cain.
Yes, he was in town. I remember that because I worked on his movie, actually. Yeah.
So yeah, so it was that was kind of surreal. It was neat. I actually got to be Superman, and the only Superman suit that I still have is the one from Lois and Clark. So it was really amazing.
That's the OG suit too. Right? Yeah, to me, that's the OG suit.
It was just so cool to have him come up, and he's like, he loved it. He's like, you would never get me in that suit. I'm way too old. I'm like,
was it way too old or way too fat? Which one was?
No, he's in good shape. But I was like, actually, you're only 3 years older than me. And he's like, oh, I hate you.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah,
why?
He's really cool.
Man, well, definitely thank you for coming on, man.
Like,
this has been like a little blast. And definitely, where can people go for Comic Care and everything like that and to find you to help support and donate comics and go for this good cause?
They can find us at comiccare.org or Comic Care on Facebook, Comic Care on Instagram. You can find me, AZ Tony Stark, at aztonystark.com. I'm also on under the same name on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere you want to find me.
Yeah.
Just put AZ Tony Stark.
That's true. And everyone listening right now and watching is follow him because he makes your suits are amazing. And the good comedy, by the way, there was the one I remember years ago, I think it was, with Thor's hammer at the stadium.
Yeah.
That one still makes a circuit. And I look, I'm like, yes, that's it.
You know, that's funny is that that's the one picture that Robert Downey Jr. himself shared.
And really?
It went nuts. I mean, I got half my following from him doing that one thing.
And you got to meet him, too, the other day, if I remember right. You got to shake hands a little bit.
I did. You know what's cool is that he shared, over the years, he's shared a couple of my pictures.
Really?
And I've tagged him in thousands of pictures for Comic Care, you know, tagging him. And it was really neat. When I met him, he smiled at me, and as he reached his hand out to shake my hand, he said, well, it's about time.
Really?
Yeah, it just made
my... Oh, my God.
It didn't just make my week. I mean, I was just like...
You're like, life's complete. I could die.
I mean, you can't see on this. I got goosebumps just telling the story. But, yeah, it's really neat.
Man, that's childhood right there, too.
I know.
That's
just, like, surreal. Yeah. It's just... Wow.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks, Tony, for
thanks
coming
for
on. It's
me.
Been a blast. You know, everyone, make sure you guys go follow him and stay tuned for more on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Bye, guys.